Angiotensin receptor blockers were the first drug class that has shown a conclusive benefit in preventing the progression of diabetic kidney disease. In the year 2001, two randomized trials with ARBs, irbesartan, IDNT trial, and losartan renal trial showed a significant reduction in hard renal composite endpoints compared to the placebo in people with diabetic kidney disease having type 2 diabetes mellitus. Notably, for the past 20 years, several newer pharmacological agents have been tried in diabetic kidney disease without much success. In 2019, a renal outcome trial with SGLT2 inhibitor canagliflozin showed a significant reduction in hard renal composite endpoint in people with diabetic kidney disease at the top of ARB usage. In 2020, another trial of SGLT2 inhibitor dapagliflozin, DEPA-CKD, replicated the positive renal outcomes observed in CREDENCE, but additionally lowered the progression of chronic kidney disease due to non-diabetic cause. Recently, in 2021, a newer pharmacological agent, finerenone, a selective non-steroidal mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist, has been tested in people with diabetic kidney disease. Two trials of finerenone, such as FIDELIO-DKD and FIGARO-DKD, have shown a significant improvement in the composite renal endpoint at the top of ARB usage.